What happens when the host of a marriage and family show opens the mic up to his own family for a no-holds-barred Q&A? Well, you get the Family Time Q&A podcast, a podcast about family living with actual family members talking with each other. Join us as we tackle issues, have fun, and share memories to help you build a marriage and family that leaves a legacy. Hey everybody, this is Jerry from TheRealJerryDugan.com with Jacob, recording episode 48 of the Family Time Q&A podcast.
In a car.
And this is why we're in a car recording the podcast. Now, it has nothing to do with sound quality. It's that it's actually January 24th when we're recording, even though this episode is not going live until sometime in mid-February. But we just got back from a movie. What was the movie, Jacob?
American Sniper.
Tell everybody what you thought about the movie.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, me too. And so that's why we're recording right now in a car, because we had just enough time to go straight to church where we're going to volunteer. But I turned to Jacob and I said, Jacob, we got to record because I want to talk about this movie and give it our little review, our thumbs up, thumbs down, what have you. So, golly, for me, it was powerful. I don't know if you heard me like with the sniffles or not, but there were moments where I got choked up. I got not close to tears. I actually cried.
You did?
Yeah. And it was mostly things that Chris Kyle's wife said in the movie, because for me, there were things that your mom had actually said to me at some point in our lives. Things like, you know, I'm glad you're home with us, or come home to us now. And, you know, just being glad that I was home, and just the importance for Kyle to come home himself, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally, to come home from the war. So for those who are new to Family Time Q&A podcast, we are still going to add a little bit of a Q&A segment in this. I want to ask Jacob a question. Making it up here on the fly, he may have a question for me. But we're going to talk about solely the movie American Sniper. So, Jacob, you ready for my question to you?
No,
of course not. You're never ready for the questions.
Talk about the movie
first. I did. I don't want to spoil too much because there might be people out there who still haven't seen the movie.
Well, what if people don't know the backstory of it?
Okay. So for those who don't know, American Sniper is based on a true story. Chris Kyle was a real-world Navy SEAL, the most decorated sniper in United States military history that I know of. And unfortunately, in 2013... he was killed by a veteran that he was trying to help. You know, the guy, one thing that Chris Kyle did when he came home, got out of the Navy, was he did sort of like a shooting therapy. He would take veterans out to a range. They would talk the entire time they went out to the range. They would shoot for a little while just to kind of, I guess, re-empower themselves, and then talk some more. And for a lot of guys, that was very healing for them. And I think it was something very healing for Chris Kyle as well, because that was his way of regaining, you know, his life. But one day there was a veteran who, you know, just needed more help than just shooting. And when they were out the range, he turned the gun on Chris Kyle and shot him. And you know, there's no other way to write that story. That's the way it happened. But I think this movie did a great job of capturing the struggles that not just Chris and his wife had gone through, or possibly gone through in their marriage, because deployments do take a toll on marriages. I think they did a good job of capturing what a lot of military couples go through when it comes to deployment and then homecoming, because war does change people, and it's hard, you know, for many people to come back and integrate back in. And yet, you know, many of us find a way. Some of us do not. And I think they did a good job on the marriage level to show that. So, and then the war side of it, it was gritty. I mean, I turned to Jacob and I said, man, that sandstorm brought back some memories. Not the flashback kind of memories, but just remembering a Shamal that I experienced on the third day of the invasion back in 2003. And do you remember what I told you about how I described it to you, Jacob? That's not my question, by the way.
Oh, During the night, it was pitch black, and during the day, if you put on your, or like, anytime, I guess, if you put on your night vision goggles, everything would be green, like you couldn't see anything.
Yeah, that's actually the way it was at night. So, like, during the daytime, you could barely, if you held your hand out in front of you, you could barely see it. It was that thick. At night, you definitely couldn't see anything. It blocked out all light from the sky. And if you turn on the headlights, we didn't want to because light discipline at night. But if you were to, you would just have light flash right back in your eyes. It was reflecting that much light back. We put on night vision goggles, but all we saw was green at night from the night vision goggles. And then somebody said, well, turn on the infrared to lighten it up. So we'd do that. But there was so much sand that you couldn't see anything but green. You take the night vision goggles off, you saw nothing but black. So once the sun went down until the sun came up, it was just pitch black. And all you could do was just close your eyes and wait it out. And so that was something interesting. And so for Chris Kyle in that movie to go through that firefight in that kind of sandstorm blew my mind. So I don't know. I haven't read the book. I don't know if that actually happened or not, but I was just amazed by that. So now my question to you, now that I've practically given you a synopsis of the movie here, what was the thing about that movie that stood out the most for you or moved you the most or impacted you the most? Like, what are you still thinking about right now from that movie?
The end of it.
The end of it? What was it about the end of it?
They show pictures of and videos of his, like, funeral and them driving down the highway in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I didn't know it was a true story, so I was like, wait, this really happened? So
yeah, that was your first question to me at the end of the, like, when everybody got up and left the theater. Do you remember how everybody sounded when we got up and left?
Quiet.
Quiet. Usually, what is it usually like when people leave a movie theater? Do you recall, or can you think of what it's usually like when people leave a movie that they really enjoyed?
They kind of clap a little.
They clap a little bit. They cheer. They're talking about it. They're excited. What was it like when we left?
It was just quiet. Like, you could hear, like, a pin drop.
Yeah. And I think that's the power of the ending that Clint Eastwood, who directed it, I think that's the power that he had in the way that film ended. Because to me, I felt like I had just attended Chris Kyle's funeral. And it's just powerful. And then I think what blew me away was just seeing the American flags, the Texas flags, the soldiers who were in uniform saluting as the motorcade drove by. And it was real footage, just like you said, so that just brought it home to you for you. Like, this wasn't just Hollywood entertainment. This was almost not just a tribute to Chris Kyle, but a tribute to those who didn't come home, and the tribute to those who did come home but scarred. What about else about that ending, you know, stood out for you?
I don't know. I just really liked the ending because I found out that it was a true story. So, yeah.
I'm speechless. I'm still speechless from that movie. And, well, I guess not, because we're doing a whole episode on Family Time Q&A. I think what surprises me, though, is usually, like, an action film, boys, all they remember is the shootouts, the sniper kills, the explosions. And with this movie, here's Jacob, and what does he remember? The end, the news footage, the memorial service, and just that closing shot. I'm not going to say what the closing shot is, but just the closing shot, seeing the number at the end, really took my breath away. And I've heard other people say that, one moment you see people cheering, they're excited, like, yeah! And then a few minutes later, dead silent as the entire theater just shuffles out. And so I actually left the theater crying. I just finished. Yeah, and it really touched me. Do you have a question you want to ask me about the movie, about deployment, army life?
I can't think of any right now.
No. See, that's what happens when you ask me the questions before I hit the record button. one thing you had asked me, though, was about basic training, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, why is it in basic training and the SEAL selection that I'm trying to do your voice? Why is it? But your voice is deeper. So he wanted to know, why is it that selection was so intense, but when they're deployed, they just sit around unless they're on mission. And I was like, well, for like, I can't speak fully to SEAL selection because I never went. I've only read about it and I've only heard about it. And then I told Jacob, first off, basic training in the Army is easy compared to what the special ops guys do for their selections. And so, yeah, it sounds cool, but it's just a lot of intense physical fitness training, a lot of getting to know the military. But yeah, SEAL selection, they're looking for really two key things. One is, are you physically fit enough to do a mission where you're out there on your own for a few days? And when you're dead tired, ready to keel over, can you still fight like you're healthy? And so they're looking for your physical fitness, your stamina, but they're really, what they're doing is the second thing, which is pushing you to the brink of that physical fitness, that stamina, and seeing how far you could take yourself mentally beyond that. And so, you know, a lot of the people who drop out voluntarily drop out. It's because they've driven you to that point and they want to see, okay, that guy will quit. If he quit, and they said it in the movie, if that guy will quit now, he'll definitely quit on you in the mission. And that's a big part of their selection. And so, a lot of, you know, what they're doing in the, deployment when they were on tour, was just staying fit, keeping busy. There was a lot of waiting around, and then when they had their missions, you know, it was just nonstop, you know, physical drain, you know, just the number of hours this guy would spend on a mission, you know, I'll never know, but, you got to be physically fit for that. So that was a question you had asked me on the drive over to church. Cool. Anything else you want to say about the movie before we hang it up and go volunteer in church?
No.
No? Okay. Well, Jacob, I thank you for indulging me. And is there any question you want to ask not related to the movie?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for indulging me on recording episode 48 3 weeks early, and for holding it in, because I know we both need to kind of go, and that's too much information. I apologize to those who are listening right now. But and also, officially, this is the first episode. No, I'm sorry. I recorded episode 41 and a half in the car. So, but it's the first interview we've done in the car. How cool is that? That's family time Q&A history right there, my son.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. That's so cheesy. Thank you for listening. No big announcements right now. If you have not seen American Soldier, I highly recommend it.
American Soldier?
Sniper. American Sniper. American Sniper. Sorry, American Soldier, completely different book. But American Sniper, if you haven't seen it yet.
How about Weekend to Remember?
Yeah, I could do an announcement about that. That's a good idea. Let's see. It'll be mid-February. So the BOGO happening right now in January, you missed it. Sorry. But you can still save money if you attend A Weekend to Remember Marriage Getaway anywhere in the United States. Use group name Corpus Christi, and that'll shave about $100 off per couple. And that applies to anywhere in the United States where you'd like to attend A Weekend to Remember Marriage Getaway. Those things run from Friday night through Sunday afternoon, about noontime. And it covers concepts of what it takes to have a biblical and healthy marriage, roles in marriage, but this is the thing I really love. It covers things like conflict resolution, how to fight fairly, how to really support each other in the marriage. And Mommy and I, we've gone to about five of them. We've served in about the same number, and we've got one coming to Corpus Christi, Texas, May 29th through the 31st, 2015 at the Omni Bayfront Hotel. So if you live in Corpus Christi or you want to take a trip to Corpus Christi, go to familylife.com/weekend. Use group name Corpus Christi and save yourself some money. Don't just keep this information to yourselves. Share it with the people you know, the married couples you know, the engaged couples you know. That's who this event is for. Again, it runs from Friday night. It starts at about 7 p.m., runs till 9:30 on the first night. It goes from 8 a.m. till about 5 on Saturday, but we give you homework. And let's see here. And then Sunday about 8 a.m. till noon. With breakout sessions for the men and the women, as well as breakout sessions for premarried couples. Let's see, what else? Oh, and by the time this episode airs, I will have published an article on the blog with an announcement for who the speakers will be for Weekend to Remember. So go to the show notes, click on that link, and you'll get a little background about who is speaking at Weekend to Remember in Corpus Christi. All right, Jacob, any announcements for you?
No.
No. You're just excited about going to your friend's house as soon as church is done, aren't you?
No.
Okay. All right, well, let's get inside. Let's do what we need to do. Let's serve God. Let's worship God. And go eat some dinner. Thank you for listening. Peace. And peace be with you. Thank you for listening to the Family Time Q&A podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes. Now, Jacob and I just talked about American Sniper, and we talked about the family life Weekend to Remember. Now, here's a little something to honor military families. Family Life appreciates the sacrifices the military makes on our behalf, so they're wanting to provide you with a special gift, you being military families, with a free registration to a Family Life Weekend to Remember. The Weekend to Remember is a marriage getaway aimed at strengthening healthy marriages and helping struggling ones in a fun, supportive, and non-threatening environment. Military scholarships are available to active duty, guard, and reserve couples. Visit familylife.com/military. That's familylife.com/military for full details on this special offer. To register for the scholarship, call Family Life at 1-800-FL-TODAY. That's 1-800-358-6329 between 7 in the morning and 7 at night, Central Standard Time. Your hotel room, though, is not covered by the scholarship, and rates may vary depending on where you attend. But take advantage of that scholarship by calling Family Life at 1-800-FL-TODAY. And you can get more details at familylife.com/military. Now, if you want to attend the Corpus Christi Weekend to Remember, again, don't forget, that date is May 29th through the 31st at the Omni Bayfront Hotel in Corpus Christi, Texas. If you're military, don't forget, call 1-800-FL-TODAY and register for one of those military scholarships. Now, here's a little message from Dennis Rainey with more details about Weekend to Remember. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Dennis Rainey, president of Family Life. You know, we live in a stress-filled culture. Life can get busy, and it's easy to forget how important your marriage really is, especially if you're in the middle of doing life and in the middle of a conflict. Now, think about how you came to church today. Was the last thought on your mind how thankful you were for your spouse, or how your spouse or kids made you late for the service? At the Weekend to Remember, you're going to learn how to fight fair and resolve conflict. One of my favorite things we do when we ask couples at the Weekend to Remember to say to each other is we have them turn to each other and say, "You are not my enemy." And I think it might be a fun exercise this morning. Turn to your spouse right now and say, "You are not my enemy." Go ahead. I'll do it one more time. Repeat after me. "You are not my enemy." Come to the Weekend to Remember and find out how you can grow your marriage. For more information or to register online, go to our website or call 1-800-FL-TODAY.